Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi there, and welcome to session 32 of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to keep your chicken flock cool in hot weather. It's spring now, and although I know some of you are still in the dregs of winter, in my area, it's about 80 degrees every day, so I thought an episode about keeping chickens cool would be a good way to prepare you so that you could avoid problems in June, July, and August in your area. So by the end of this episode, you'll know how to keep your chickens cool in hot weather, signs of a heat stroke, how to help a chicken experiencing heat stress, how to make homemade electrolytes, as well as breeds that are suited for hot climates if you're someone who lives in a hot climate and you're looking for a particular bird for your area. Just as a reminder, you can get this episode's show notes at thefrugalchicken.com/podcast32. That's podcast with the numbers 3 and 2. So stay with me. Now, this podcast is sponsored by Manipur Poultry, and I'm happy to partner with them to bring you this podcast because I love their feed. Particularly in summer, when your chicken's ability to handle the heat is affected by their diet, I particularly love how healthy Manipur's organic feeds are. They have a full array of organic, non-GMO feed for every stage of your chicken's life, which is huge. And new this year is their organic grower crumbles. This is a brand I trust, and that's why I'm happy to tell you about them. You might notice that in every episode of What the Cluck, I discuss how important diet is, and that's because it dictates not just how healthy your hens are, but how healthy their eggs are for you. So if you're worried about heat stress this summer, and you're not sure what feed to buy your chickens to keep them healthy, then go with Manipur's non-GMO organic crumbles, and you can be sure that you're headed in the right direction to raising a happy, healthy flock. Now, if you go to the Manipur Poultry Facebook page, and I'll put a link to that page in the show notes, you can register to get a Chick Days coupon book, which they'll send to you. There's $32 in coupons in the book, and you'll also find coupons for their organic crumbles, as well as their other products, such as hen treats and their mealworms, which I especially love. You can visit Manipur to find out more about their line of organic non-GMO feeds at manipur.com. Now, let's get on to talking about how to keep your chickens cool during hot weather. Personally, I've had more problems with chickens experiencing heat stress than problems with cold weather, and hot weather really is a bigger problem for chickens than cold weather. In addition to heat stress, in hot summer days, chickens can experience reduced appetite and reduced egg laying, and these are some sure signs that your flock is more likely to experience something traumatic like heat stroke. So first, let's talk about how chickens process heat and how they stay cool from a biological standpoint. First, chickens have a natural body temperature of around 107 degrees, and this really plays into their ability to combat things like heat stress. They don't sweat like people do. They require evaporation to stay cool, and they do this by panting. So as they pant, moisture within their lungs evaporates, leaving their body. So because they don't have sweat glands, this cooling through breathing is why it's harder for them to stay cool when it's humid. And humid air naturally is harder to breathe in. At least where I live, there are days in August when I have a really hard time breathing because it gets really humid here in the summer and the air gets really thick. And there are days when the air is so thick that I actually personally have a hard time breathing. So imagine what it's like for a chicken who doesn't have sweat glands and whose lungs aren't as powerful as ours are. Imagine what it's like for them to try and deal with this. So how do you tell if your chickens are getting too hot? So the number one thing to do is to watch their behavior. Are they panting? Are they hanging with their wings away from their bodies? Have they become listless? Is their breathing labored? Any of those things are happening, then you need to help them because they're experiencing heat stress. So if your chicken is panting with its beak open, this is really the point where you should take action. Obviously, when it comes to chickens in the hot summer, your best bet is to, prevent things like heat stress. But if you see your chickens panting with their beaks open, this is the time to start doing a lot of the things that we'll talk about in this episode, like offering them water and stuff to help them cool down. If they're laying on the grounds with their wings outstretched, or if they're laying on the grounds with their neck outstretched, that's a sign of heat stroke. If they suddenly have no interest in eating, that's a sign that they're experiencing heat stress. If they're slow to respond to stimuli, or if they're unresponsive, that's actually a sign of extreme heat stress. They're having a heat stroke, basically. And that's a sign that you really need to take action immediately. That's an emergency situation. You need to get them some help, or you need to help them yourself as soon as possible. Another sign is poor egg laying or no eggs. And this is a sign that you'll see over several days. So in my area, it will be 100 degrees almost all summer long. And when you stop seeing egg laying consistently for several days in a row, that's a sign that your flock is experiencing heat stress and you should take immediate measures to help them cool down, to help them start laying eggs again. If you're getting no eggs, again, that's a sign that there's a problem. And if you're getting fewer eggs, so if you're used to getting 13 eggs a day and you're suddenly getting 3 eggs a day, that's a sign that your flock is experiencing heat stress. So now, to help a chicken that's overheated, first determine if it's mildly affected or if it's an emergency situation. And this is the difference between a chicken laying in the sun and panting and a chicken that's laid out flat and is not responsive. And so the first one is, you know, they're mildly affected, presumably, and they can be handled in one way, whereas a chicken that is unresponsive and laying on the ground, that's an emergency situation that should be handled a slightly different way. So while any sign of heat stress should be immediately addressed, if it's an extreme case, start with placing them in a cool bath or hosing them off. If you do use a cool bath, hold your chicken or stand by close if they're able to support themselves to make sure that they don't fall over and accidentally drown. If your chicken can't hold itself up, it's laying down, it's unresponsive, or it's slow to respond, then you're going to have to hold them up for them. So you can, for example, place your chicken in a bucket of cold water up to its neck, but if it's having a hard time helping itself and holding itself up, you're going to have to hold its head above water in order to make sure it doesn't drown. Next, offer cool water with electrolytes, and if possible, bring the bird into air conditioning or at least a cool part of your house. So if you have a hen that is experiencing mild heat stress, put her in the shade and offer her electrolytes. With a chicken that is experiencing extreme heat stress, your best bet is to put them in cool water until they start being responsive and they're able to drink for themselves. You can also offer them through a syringe and actually put water directly into their mouth with the electrolytes to help them. So to make your own electrolytes, you can follow a recipe that I like, and I actually got this recipe from Lisa Steele at Fresh Eggs Daily. Lisa and I had a chat about some of the best ways to cool your chickens off in this summer, and she was kind enough to let me give you guys this recipe to use for homemade electrolytes. So to make homemade electrolytes, use 1 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/8 tablespoon of salt, and 1/8 tablespoon of baking soda in order to make this electrolytes. So what you're going to do is you're going to want to mix all of this together and then store it in a separate container and use it during the summer as you need to. Don't give it to chickens if they don't need it. Don't offer them electrolytes at will. Only use it if you feel that your chickens are experiencing heat stress. So to feed it to your chickens, what you want to do is mix 1 cup of the homemade electrolytes to 1 gallon of water. And I've used these homemade electrolytes before, and I love this recipe. It works great. And it's especially helpful if you are in a situation where you've run out of electrolytes or you don't have electrolytes at home and you have a chicken that's experienced some sort of heat stroke and you need to give them something immediately. This is something that, you know, you probably have all these ingredients at home. Again, it's water, sugar, salt, and baking soda. You probably have all these ingredients in your home and you can just make it in a snap. That being said, you should always have electrolytes available in your home, and I'll put a link in the show notes for a brand that I recommend, and you can find that also at thefrugalchicken.com/electrolytes. Now, if your chicken is just panting and it seems mildly stressed by the heat, first move her into the shade and try to keep her quiet. Offer her cool water with the electrolytes in it and hose off her feet to help her cool down. So now let's talk about some ways that you can help your hens stay cool this summer so that you can avoid heat stress. Obviously, an ounce of prevention is always worth a pound of cure. So helping your chickens avoid heat stress is always better than having to deal with the stress of the situation and the problem when it happens. So the first thing you should do is make sure that your coop is well ventilated, especially if your chickens need to stay in the coop all day. Maybe you live in a neighborhood where chickens aren't allowed to roam around. Maybe you have an HOA. So if they're going to stay in a coop all day, your first step should be to make sure that the coop is well ventilated with either windows or a gap between the walls and the roof. One of our coops has a nice overhang. We built it ourselves. So we're able to leave a 4-inch gap at the top, which automatically translates into good airflow. If your coop doesn't have windows or a way to provide decent ventilation, then try using a fan to make a breeze. This is also important because stagnant air equals ammonia everywhere, while ventilation will help get the ammonia out of your coop. So as chickens poop and the poop accumulates, the ammonia gets everywhere and it will make everything hotter and it will actually affect their ability to breathe and their respiratory system. So if your coop doesn't have windows, if there's no way to provide ventilation, try and put a fan in there. If possible, put your coop in a shady area of your property also, since obviously shade will make a big difference in temperature. The next thing you can do to keep chickens cool in hot weather is to offer water, and we'll talk about ways to do that. One idea is to put waterers in the shade to entice your flock to lay in a cooler area, as well as keeping the water cool. As they go along hunting and doing whatever it is that they do outside, chickens tend to get distracted and not want to take a break in the shade, so keeping water in the shade will help prevent that. Now, one thing to remember is that when it comes to something like nipple waterers, if you do use those, remember that your hens might not be able to use them if they're panting. In this case, opt to use a bowl of water instead so that they can drink, and when they're less hot, they'll go back to using the nipple waterers. One way to ensure that you provide cool water when you're not home is to, the night before, put a waterer in your freezer or freeze a gallon of water and put it out for them in the morning. Obviously, if you use the gallon of water, you're going to have to either freeze it less or wait for it to thaw before pouring it out. But the point is, as the ice melts, they'll have cool water to drink and it will stay cooler for a longer period. Now, another option is to overfill their water buckets in the summer, which then causes the water around the buckets to become cooler, so they end up with a cool place to stand. You can also keep a shallow tub of water filled for them to stand in. And both of these are excellent ideas, and chickens love these pools of water to stand in. Mine will do it over the summer, because as their feet get cooler, it actually helps cool the rest of their body too. So providing them a cool place to stand is one way to help them stay cool. You can also try misters, and you can buy these cheaply enough. You can buy them at any big box store, and I'll put a link in the show notes where you can buy them online. You can also go to thefrugalchicken.com/misters for a good brand to try. Misters will lower the temperature by about 10 degrees in the area that they're misting, which if it's a 100 degree day, can actually mean the difference between your chicken getting heat stroke and not getting heat stroke. So, misters are a really good option. So to install a system of misters in your coop or around your coop, so you can set the misters about 3 feet off the ground by mounting them to a half-inch PVC pipe about 3 feet apart. Cap one end of the PVC pipe off and put a threaded fitting into the other end where you can hook up a hose. Turn the hose on and the misters will do their job. This is simple to set up and it's pretty effective for keeping your chickens cool in hot weather. But if the DIY mister isn't really your thing, maybe you're not a handy person, you can still water down the chicken run and your chicken coop to at least provide some comfort to your birds. As the water evaporates, it will provide some sort of comfort to them. Summer is also a time when having dirt bath areas is critical, because as they dust bathe, especially if they do it in the ground, then as they dig deeper, cool dirt will be exposed. Dogs and pigs do something similar. As they dig, they stay cool because the dirt is cooler below the surface. Another option is to provide them with a grassy area to stand. Grass is always cooler than dirt or asphalt, and it's a way to help them stay cool on hot days. Lastly, one of the most popular ways to keep chickens cool in warm weather is to give them cold or frozen fruits and vegetables. Watermelon is a good option, and chickens love pecking through a split watermelon. We do this very often in the summer. We take a watermelon and we just toss it onto the ground, and the whole thing splits open, and they just dig through it for hours. It's wonderful. This is also a very good way to keep them hydrated, because watermelon is largely water, so they get a treat, they get a chance to have entertainment for a while, and they also get to stay hydrated. Another option is to freeze corn or other goodies such as mealworms in water overnight, and then let your chickens peck through all that ice and everything to get through to the treat. At the same time, they'll get cool water into their systems, and frozen peas are another good idea. And really, at the end of the day, the possibilities are endless. Just make sure it's something safe for them to eat. But chickens love these treats. So the bottom line with your flock and keeping them healthy during summer is just make sure that you're being observant. They might get enough shade in the morning, but by noon, the sun will have moved, and they might not have the same access to shade that they did in the morning. And this can particularly be an issue with chickens that are cooped all day. So just observe them for signs of heat stress. Make sure that they're staying cool. Make sure that they're staying hydrated. Make sure that they have cool places to go. And your chickens will weather the summer just fine. So now let's talk about some chicken breeds that are good for hot weather. And if you're someone who lives in an area that's hot year-round, then you might want to consider some heat-tolerant breeds, and we'll talk about those breeds right now. Personally, I've noticed that my Blue Copper Morans, which are of French origin, are not as heat tolerant as my production reds. So while they haven't suffered heat stroke in very hot weather, like, you know, over 100 degrees, for example, that's often how hot it is here in the summer, like I've said, the quality of their eggshells suffer and the frequency that they lay eggs also suffers. So with them, I take particular care to make sure that they're okay in hot weather, and they're maybe not a good bet for someone living in a hot climate year round. Another breed that has a lot of difficulty in the summer are Cornish crosses. And we've lost a number of Cornish crosses to heat stroke over the summer. It's not because, you know, we weren't taking care of them. They obviously had good feed. They had a lot of water. It's just because of how they're built. They're not as heat tolerant. And because they get so big, they can't handle the heat as readily. So we actually raise those breeds in the spring and then again in the fall and harvest them in the fall. I prefer personally to harvest them in the fall because there's fewer flies and everything. But they're a breed to not try to raise in the middle of the summer because you're going to end up with more problems than you would during other seasons. But some good breeds to consider that are heat tolerant are Mediterranean breeds such as Leghorns and Minorcas. And when you're looking for a breed that's heat tolerant, look for chickens with small bodies and big combs, and as well as lighter color breeds like Leghorns, for example. Dark breeds such as the Black Copper Morans, which I mentioned, my Blue Copper Morans, they're going to have a harder time because of their dark feathers. Other breeds to consider are white-faced black Spanish chickens, Sicilian buttercups, which are a Mediterranean breed, black Sumatras, and Egyptian Fayumis. They obviously are from the Middle East, and they're better adapted to hot weather than, so for example, the Black Copper Morans, like I mentioned. This list certainly isn't inclusive. These are just some ideas to get you started. And you can do an internet search for Mediterranean breeds that might fit your particular situation. But these are some breeds to get you started. So that's this week's podcast, and I hope it gives you a good idea of how to keep your chickens cool in hot weather. Now, if you're new to chickens, or maybe you're an old hand and you want to do something fun, I have a 15-day boot camp available. You can sign up at healthycoopbootcamp.com, and each day you'll get an email with a video chock full of information that you need to know to raise happy, healthy chickens. If you're not sure what to do with chicks when you get them home, or when to switch feeds, or if you're interested in raising chickens naturally with things like herbs, then my boot camp is for you. My Healthy Coop Bootcamp is completely free, and again, you can sign up for that at healthycoopbootcamp.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.